Many studies have tied red meat to cancer and heart disease. But are the risks big enough to stop eating foods like lamb chops and hamburgers? A team of international researchers says probably not. Their findings, published as a series of papers Monday, go against established advice. A group of well-known U.S. scientists even took the unusual step of trying to stop publication until their criticisms were answered. The new work does not say that red meat and processed meats, such as hot dogs and bacon, are healthy. It also does not suggest that people should eat more of these foods. The new work examined past studies on red meat and health problems. The researchers involved generally support the finding that red meat is tied to cancer, heart disease, and other serious health risks. But the researchers also say the evidence is weak. They say there could be other causes for the apparent link, including a person's other food choices and lifestyle. There was disagreement even among the writers. 3 of the 14 panelists said they support reducing red and processed meats in the human diet. And a co-writer of one of the papers also called for a publication delay. The journal Annals of Internal Medicine defended the new work. It said the request to have it pulled before publication is not how scientific debate is supposed to happen. Experts from Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and other top American universities sent a letter to the journal asking that it retract publication of the papers. The experts said recommendations that could lead people to eat more red and processed meat were irresponsible and unethical. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer and the World Cancer Research Fund both say red and processed meat may or can cause cancer. I'm Ashley Thompson.